Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Linda K. Sanders. Well, how are you? I'm sure you're busy this Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving. But if you're not, I thank you for tuning into the program this evening. You know, there is so much going on. Last night I discussed Laquan McDonald case, and I guess for purposes of this broadcast, I will just say McDonald case. And I believe shortly after I completed the broadcast, the video that I mentioned was released to the public. And without even looking at TV, I noticed via Periscope, of course, that there were protests, I mean, extreme protesting in the city of Chicago. And I am thinking, as I'm looking at the periscopes, that these protests were in anticipation of the videos released, when in fact the video had just been released. One of the last broadcasts that I looked at on Periscope was of a very large crowd convened outside of the Chicago Police Department. And I was, the video referenced it, that three of the protesters had been arrested. What I looked at, it looked like a very volatile moment where the protesters were pushing past some kind of police line. And I don't know what that was about. I had not finished the first major video looking at it as of yet. I have not looked at it as of yet, so I don't know what the police line was for. Apparently, in an effort to control the crowd, a police line was formed, and what I saw was just chaos, if you ask me. I did see an officer on his bicycle. It looked like he had either tumbled or he was trampled by the crowd. I don't know which one, but that was evident, very evident on the Periscope broadcast. Isn't it amazing what we can see now with Periscope. I thought CNN was going to be the latest breaking news, CNN. But and apparently Twitter has, Periscope has beaten CNN to the punch, because now we will know, and we do know, about live events, breaking news events taking place, and actually see them. And so when I got up this morning, I'm like, that's old news to me. You know, that's old news about the protesting in Chicago. But getting to the serious part of this story, the video was just absolutely heart-wrenching. When I look at what took place, didn't it look like something like in the OK Corral, some of those old Westerns? You know, my mom really loves Westerns, and so I think I had my feel of Westerns. But one thing I did see in the Westerns was when they shot shots, how they, you know, twirled around and fell to the ground and so forth. Well, Laquan McDonald was not playing. That was the real deal. And how sad it was to look at that video. I think I looked at it twice, and I think I decided afterward I wasn't going to look at it anymore. One thing that I questioned during the video, as short as it was I saw a longer video, by the way, where the police were apparently proceeding to the scene. It was a very long ride, in my estimation, turning corners and so forth. And so these officers had a lot of time to think about this incident and to actually calm themselves when they got to the scene, when they arrived at the scene. Appears as though they were probably loathing and seething on their way to the location where Mr. McDonald was. And when they got there, they just acted on their hate and immediately fired at this young man. Now the questions are answered. Where was Laquan McDonald? What was he doing? Did he threaten the officer's life like the officer claimed, that he was in fear for his life and he was acting in self-defense? Well, I think it's pretty clear, looking at the video, that this officer definitely was not acting in self-defense, definitely did not fear for his life, and definitely told a lie. Okay, that's the most prominent thing about the story, the lies of Officer Van Dyke. And as we go across the country and listen to the stories of these officers over and over again, it's just boilerplate language that they use, so far from the truth. We're starting to learn that when we look at these videos. So far from the truth is that my life was in danger. I was fearful. That's a complete lie. You were not fearful. You did not have a self-defense claim at that time. You lied. Let me say it again. You lied again. And here we see a young man de-escalating himself, leaving the scene, and maybe possibly just walking away because he had engaged in some misconduct, which I said before, I do not condone. Do not condone. I do not condone it. Neither do I condone the excessive use of force in such a way that it was obvious that this was a obvious hit. I'm going to call it a hit on Laquan McDonald. An execution, if you will, of Laquan McDonald, without justification, without excuse. It was plain to see. It was just clear, clear murder. Unfortunate as it is. And so you have five police cars at the scene, an adequate number of police definitely to subdue Mr. McDonald, even though you chose to shoot him. Some of those bullets went into the back of Mr. McDonald. Some went into his front, but bullets definitely had prominence in his back, which means he was moving away from the situation. Since when did an officer not learn to apprehend a suspect by just running after him and getting hold of him? Since when? That's old-fashioned police work there. Like I always say, officers are getting lazier and lazier, and then lying more and more. This is a situation where your training as an officer should have taught you how to subdue a suspect. I've seen a karate expert that can do better than that, okay, with no weapon. And so it looks like these officers have abandoned their training that they received in the academy. They've abandoned their training, become lazy officers. Let's just kill them. And I mean, it's no shoot to maim. At that range, the officer could have very well shot Laquan McDonald in the ankle, in the leg, in order to subdue him and stop him. But they chose to shoot him in such a manner where he's dead today. What irresponsibility. The other thing I want to say is I received an email this evening from protesters on behalf of Laquan McDonald that are trying to actually petition with signatures to get enough signatures, trying to get enough signatures to stop the delay in releasing these kind of videos to the public in the future. In other words, this is a ploy, I believe, just to delay and delay and delay, pay the family money, you know, have goodwill, try to look good, and then release it, which is unfortunate as well. And pursuant to jurisprudence and justice, I believe the video should have been released a day or two later. Certainly, if you wanted to silence any discussion of the details of the case, it is, you know, just definitely unjustifiable that you would hold a video that long when it was readily available, when your investigation should have only concluded with the people that were found on the scene with Mr. McDonald. And that wasn't that many people. So what was so voluminous that it took so long to investigate the case? And definitely Mr. Laquan McDonald has been deprived of his constitutional rights, his civil rights. It really is a pitiful scene, a pitiful, pitiful scene of death. And his family, like I said, has already been paid. That's one good thing about the case. Well, you know, yesterday when I was talking about that National Tribunal for Police Misconduct, and it is needed. I believe it is definitely needed. And I hope that my petition, the signing of the petition, it's not my petition, it's somebody else's petition, will help the Chicago authorities address the issues as it relates to the Laquan McDonald case. Definitely excessive violence. The police officer abandoning his training to do a takedown without a murder taking place. And so what we have to be aware of is the cover-up attempts that are so often put in place to delay information, to cover up. A year is enough time to cover up evidence and so forth. I understand even were missing by that were taken by a nearby Burger King. Even someone came in and erased part of that tape. So hopefully what we have seen and what we do have will be sufficient to tell the story about what took place regarding Laquan McDonald. Well, I thank you for tuning into the program. If you're like me at home, my sister's cooking. She won't let Oh, I believe I'm a good cook, but she won't let me cook. And so she's cooking, and so I think I'll just do what I do, write or play music or something or listen to the radio until the parades come on tomorrow, that is, the marching band. Well, to those of you, I'm not going to broadcast the rest of the week, so I definitely wish you a happy Thanksgiving. May you have a pleasant, peaceful holiday weekend and Thanksgiving. Don't forget the football. Don't forget the football. Okay, have a good evening. Talk to you next time.